Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the little intro music. I saw a couple people dancing out there. So today we're going to talk about money, and how it is getting more money back in your tax return this year. So I know this is a topic around this time of year we like to bring up quite frequently, because who doesn't want to save more money on their taxes, right? And the beauty of being in a home-based business, as so many of you know, is the fact that you were able to have a lot more write-offs. Whether you have a partner who has a traditional W-2 or not, this is just a really awesome added benefit to not only being in Gemini, but just having a home-based business in general. Okay, so I wanted to quickly let you guys know that I have added a printable tax deduction organizer to your apps. So it's a clickable banner. So if you go back there, it should be live right now. And if you click it, it will bring you to a PDF that you guys can print. What I like to do is I like to pull up my bank statements at the end of the year. You're really supposed to do it monthly, but I'm a bad girl and always wait till the last minute. But you can reconcile your credit card statements and your debit card statements, and then just put the relevant deductions and just use this organizer to organize all of your expenses for your accountant. So Christy will talk a little bit more about that during this call today. I'm really excited. This is a topic I love, because if you know what you're doing and you take the necessary steps to keep yourself organized, then you could really truly maximize your tax refund, which is really nice. So you're going to hear a pretty cool testimony tonight as well from somebody who's had a lot of success by following this method to get their maximum refund back. So Prissy, are you ready to hop on?
Can you bring up that list for me, please?
Sure. There you go.
Okay, guys. First of all, thank you, Samantha, for asking me to do this. I'm very passionate about this, because in doing so, no matter what we do in life, okay, and when you play the song, this song was taking off of, I think it's H&R Block, where so many people are allowing IRS to keep all this money that really belongs to y'all, okay? It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's a deduction you actually can get, and all these expenses you can put in because you own a home-based business, guys. You know, back... Kevin Allen, I met him, met him several years ago, and he claimed that every other household will have a home-based business. Why? Because of these deductions. And why the deductions? Everybody says deduction. No, that just means money in your pocket. That's what it means. You get to use a lot of your receipts for things you can't normally use for everyday life. And that's how that works. Okay. So I am going to go off a little track of this. It's not going to be on the same thing, but let's just start by owning a home-based business. What does that mean? That means you have literally what we have. We're an independent associate with Gemini. That means we own our own business. We are going to get paid if we make more than $600. That's the key, guys. Over $600, we will get a 1099 form. Now, in the event that you make money, but you don't make $600, you're not going to get a 1099. Does that mean that you're not to claim that money? Absolutely. You're supposed to claim it. You made the money, you need to claim it. Okay. Now, with the deductions we have and going through all this, I can go over all these. I can, help you individually. It doesn't matter. I happen to have the best person here in Deland that does work with, with home-based businesses, because I've been with her for probably 18, 19 years. I didn't always have a home-based business. I had a business, traditional. When I became involved with the first company, the sister company, Dynamax, I brought it to her and she goes, well, I'm going to have to research this. I said, I guess you better. I'm going to find me another tax person. So, buddy, she went to work. And I can tell you, she has educated herself 100% on this, because I read up on all this for deductions, okay? And everybody needs to do so, because what they didn't, you weren't able to claim last year, you can claim this year, okay? There's different things. So boy, did she do her homework, and wow, I could not believe, the deductions I got and how much money I got back. So first thing you have to be is an independent associate. You have to, either be in a company where you do your processing at home, And then you get a 1099 or you claim underneath $600 of what you did make. Okay. So let's just run through some things and I'll just tell you a few of them and then we'll get down to the nuts and bolts of it. All right. Now, first thing you do is you have a product. Doesn't matter if you are Mary Kay, doesn't matter if you're makeup, don't care if you're a hairdresser, I don't care who you are. If you do supplements, you do foot care, I don't care what it is. Anything that you can do to better yourself, to advertise your body, to help you successfully, you know, do your home-based business, is a tax deduction, meaning advertisement. All right. So all of you nice people out there that get a auto ship, okay, whether it's hemp oil, Vitaweight, Vita-Z, anything you get from this company, because you own a home-based business, and you take personally, guess what? That is advertisement, period. That's what it's called. Now, you buy extra products and you do hand them out, okay, to show people and give them samples and things like that. That is also advertisement. You're handing samples out for advertisement. So if they take it, they like it, they order, right? So you present yourself as a home-based business with your products you take, 100% tax deduction as advertisement, okay? And also the products that you hand out. Guys, that's a must. I'm just telling you now, that's the biggest thing ever. You can't do that if you don't own a home-based business. If you're just a customer, you can't get those deductions. That's the glory of being in a home-based business, because you get that, all right? I'm really emphasizing that because people don't understand that, all right? But please believe me, that is a legit deduction, okay? Now, another big thing is, a lot of people say, well, I've got a office in my house. That's absolutely wonderful if you don't own your house, okay? If you rent, if you lease, any of those things, you want to absolutely make sure you get those tax. You want to figure that square footage out and get that. If you own your house, this is the cutback on it. I own my house. If I have a room for my office, which I have a pretty big room for my office, if I claim that square footage and I get that tax deduction, guess what happens, guys? If I decide to sell my house 10 years later, they're going to reduce the sale of my house by every reduction I got because I own my house. So I just tell people this, do not claim office space, okay, in your house if you own it. If you don't own your home, if you rent or lease, by goodness, make sure you add every bit of that in. All right. If anybody has any questions, I'll answer the questions for you later on that. But that is a must. I advise everybody, do not do this if you own your house. Okay. All right. That's a big thing. Now, anything you buy, anybody ever heard of a cell phone? Change networks because your network doesn't work. The phone that you get, 100% tax deduction. Okay. The phone you get is 100% tax deduction. Now, let's analyze how much of the phone that you use. Okay. Whether you use 10% personal and 90%, that's something you've got to figure out how much you use your phone for your company. Okay. So you'll have a full total, you'll give a full total amount to your CPA. All right. And you will put, let's say it's $5,000. Personal was 10%. 90% was business. You just itemize the total, you put the personal and you put the business. Okay. That makes sense. Everybody, that should be cut dry. All right. Now let's say you buy, oh my goodness, paper. You know, you have a printer, whatever you do in that office, that is office supplies. That's easy. Not a problem. Okay. Now I see she has parts and repair and gas and fuel. Okay, guys. Let me make you a tag and registration, insurance, all that for vehicle. It shouldn't be labeled like that. I'll tell you why. If you own your vehicle, you do not want to ever claim parts, repairs, gas, and fuel, insurance, or any of that, tag and registration, because it is 55.6 cent a mile. Okay, so let's go over that. If you travel, let's say you have a doctor's appointment, okay? And it's 45 minutes away from your home, all right? Make sure you take product with you. My thing is, no matter where I go, I have product with me. So if I get there I do my doctor's visit and I stop off at a dollar store or wherever, you can dang well bet I'm going to talk to somebody about products. It doesn't matter. Somebody yawning? Easy, guys. They need Vita Weight to work. Or you're not sleeping good. Need Vita Z. Those are easy sales, guys. Just hand them a product. All you do is ask them for their name and number. Guess what? I go to my calendar, had a doctor's visit. I met Tiffany at the Dollar General, gave her a Vita Z because she don't sleep good, got her telephone number. And I put, guess what? Two different miles down. I put the miles down for health care, for personal, but I also put the miles down for my home-based business because I drove there and drove back. Okay. Legit. 100% legit. And if you keep notes like this and you do get to talk to somebody, guess what? You have a potential sale. Okay. Because you did it. Forced you to do it. So the more places you go, and if you make that one of your top goals, guess what? You got a lot of people to talk to if you go a lot of places. But 55.6 cents a mile, guys, that's where a big deduction is in getting money back because of that. Okay. All right. There's only an exception to that rule, and that is if you lease the vehicle. If you lease your vehicle, and a lot of people that own big companies, they lease their vehicle. Why? Because they can get two deductions off of it. And what that means is if they do a lease, they get the 100% that they put on the lease. They get to deduct every bit of that money. Now, they can either use the repairs and the gas and the fuel and all that, or they can use miles. I can guarantee you those in those big corporations will use miles and the lease payments because that's the biggest deductions. Okay. So just know that. Now, I know with COVID around, a lot of people don't travel, but you still go to the doctor. You still go to the grocery store. You still have to get out and get things, right? Guess what? Take samples with you and make sure you talk to somebody because every single one of those miles is deductible. You get to add those miles up and simply add those to your deductions. And that's a lot of miles. So do believe that's the biggest thing. If you did nothing in 2022, make sure everywhere you go anywhere personally, you take samples with you and make it a must to talk to one person and give them a sample and get a number. Guys, it's going to make you money at the end of the year. Okay. All right. That's the biggest thing if I can tell you that. All right. Now let's move on. Okay. Now let's talk about if you own your home, okay, or lease your home, it doesn't matter. When you talk about electricity, you have to figure out how much electricity you use in your business versus personal. Okay. That's something you got to do. If you stay home all the time, I would say maybe, 65, 35. That's something you're going to have to figure out versus business versus personal. Even though you're not working at night, you do sleep there and AC is running or heat's running. Okay. So it's something you got to be happy with. Your CPA will talk to you about that and kind of get that out. Now, I'll tell you between electricity, that when it comes to internet, now that's a big kicker to me because I use 90% of internet for my business. I use 10% personal because 90% of the time there's no TV on during the day. TV gets turned on late at night, but very little, maybe an hour or two. So that's why I subsidize internet for only 10%. Okay. And it's quite all right, guys. It's okay to do that. All right. Now let's talk about what I do to make things, there's so many people that don't get a 1099. That's the biggest kicker, guys. So many people don't get a 1099 and they think they don't have to do this. You don't have to, but you're giving money away. All right, so I'm going to stop there with some of these deductions, and I'm going to bring somebody on real quick. First of all, I had somebody in Colorado that was just had a mess of taxes messed up, And with my girl, I said, look, you just go ask her. She'll give you free advice. That's the lovely of it. You can use her if you want to. I don't care if you use her or not. I just know she's very straightforward. She is not going to cut corners for you. She's going to tell you this is not a hobby. Get out there and, go get your... Go out there and talk to people, so hand out samples, do whatever you got to do. But above and beyond that, she is an amazing person. I get nothing by telling people about her. No, I do it because I love her and I know she's going to do it right for you. and no, she's not gonna mess anything up. That's why I tell everybody about her. Now, Heather, are you on the call? Can you unmute yourself? I know that I talked to you about 4 or 5 years ago. You had a mess of things with your husband. I don't know if she's here or not. Samantha, help me out if you can see her.
Let's see her. Who was it? Heather?
Heather Leopard. No go?
Kevin's here though.
Okay. All righty. She got on. She just told me she was on. I'm saying something out. Okay. Well, don't worry about that. She'll come on in a minute. Okay. With that being said, I've also talked to y'all over and over and over again about this. Okay. And Kevin called me this year and said, okay, I need a scenario. So Kevin, come on, please, if you will. And I'll just ask the questions that you asked me.
Hey, everyone.
And this is Kevin Scott from guess where? Gemini. He is big dog at corporate. Guys, he gets a 1099. Oh no, he gets a W-2 from Jay. Okay. Now, this is the great scenario. My husband gets a W-2 from work also. Okay. I get a 1099 from corporate. Okay. From home-based business. Pretty much same thing. Kevin doesn't work the company, but his wife does. So he says, you know, Chrissy, I've never deducted anything. I keep hearing you telling me I'm giving money away. You know, am I giving away $2? Am I giving away $5? Am I giving away $100, $1,000? I said, you know what, Kevin? I don't know until you do it. You'll know when you do it, you know? So he said, well, tell me what I need to do. So he asked me and I told him what to do as far as deductions and stuff. Now, his wife did not get a 1099, but she made $400-something. The thing is this, guys, if you make money, like I told Kevin didn't understand that. Here he has a 1099. He's in a tax bracket and now he's claiming her stuff. Gosh, I'm gonna have to pay more taxes. No, that's not the case. When you have a home-based business and you get all these deductions, when you do actually make money, you want to make sure you keep a hold of all those sales. It actually gives you more money back. Crazy, but true. So Kevin, your thoughts on it. I know you have never done this before, didn't want to do it. And I pretty much told you need to do it.
Right. So we're usually really good with our taxes and we have, a friend that is an accountant and we run it through their services and I've never really seen a return that's anything to write home about. But after talking to Prissy, she was like, hey, listen, you know, your wife, Chandice, she's in the business. It doesn't matter that, just like Prissy said, it doesn't matter that she didn't make over a certain amount to get it to 9. She did make something and she made, I mean, a couple hundred dollars under or something like that. But just like Prissy says, everything that we're able to write off to go towards that, you know, that what she's made and what she's spent down to gas and cell phone uses and everything. I won't say like a number or anything, but it was at least 3 times my normal amount that I get back. My jaw was floored. And I mean, Prissy's absolutely right. I never really paid attention because like I said, we're usually a W-2 family, but you know, she doesn't work and she does this, which brought her into this area and where I could just have her just write off so much stuff because it was all towards her business, every little thing. And it was crazy. I gotta say, it was definitely worth it to pay attention. Keep all your receipts, you know, your bank account is awesome. I mean, everything's there. It's all lined out for you. You don't even have to think about it.
So, you know, Kevin has come to Florida quite a few times. And I said, Kevin, listen, when you come to Florida on vacation, I want you to concentrate, you and Candace concentrate on one thing. You pay for airplane tickets, right? They pay for airplane tickets. They get a hotel. They pay for that and food. So your airplane tickets, it's a vacation, guys. It wasn't a business thing. But if she takes samples and she hands them out and talks to people, now it's a business trip. Okay. So that's 100% tax deduction on the airfare. All right. Now, they take Uber anywhere. You take Uber and you go somewhere. If you go out to eat, you talk to somebody, or you go to the park and you talk to somebody, you can claim Uber as long as you talk to somebody. So make sure you talk to somebody and hand out a sample and write your notes down and get their name and telephone number. Okay. Now, with that being said, your food is only 50% taxed. You can only claim 50%. Now, if you charge it to your room, it's now 100%. It's a little slip in the IRS thing. Okay. Anything, if you go and take anybody to go see a play or anything while you're in on vacation, as long as you do talk about Gemini, guys, listen, you know, it's going to be your judgment call, but that's why I always put on my calendar where I'm at and who I talk to with the phone number. IRS can never, ever dispute that. Okay. But it's also moving my business forward too. So it's a win-win situation. So you just got to know those numbers. If you do have those things, be more than happy to call you. You call me and I'll help you with it. Kevin, I talked to him about it. Kevin didn't want to claim none of his food. None. I ain't worried about the food. I'm like, Kevin, if you did something, you went somewhere yet. And he didn't want to claim miles either. I ain't worried about those miles. I'm like, Kevin, how many times y'all deliver something? How many times you go and go somewhere? Did you go pick up paper? Whatever you did, you got to do that. Now, if he's going to go run something and do something for Gemini, okay, because he works for Gemini, guess what trumps that? If she drops off something to somebody, she gets to use those miles there and back. It's a win-win, guys. I mean, I think that's pretty cool. I think it's actually amazing. So, Kevin, thank you. Thank you for that. I know you're happy that you finally done it. Anyway, Candace is going to keep better records. So, you know, it could be a bigger deduction. So, guys, the thing is this. I'll be more than happy to help anybody. If you need a CPA, I'll help you find one. It doesn't have to be the one here in Florida, but she helps everybody. It doesn't matter. As long as you know that they know how to do this and deal with it, that's what you want. You want them to know what you can use and what you can't use. All right. You don't want to be ever audited. But don't think if you don't get a 1099 that you don't have to file your taxes. You don't, but I would, because you're giving money away, because you're not. All right. Anybody have any thoughts on that at this point in time, guys? You can unmute yourself, ask a question. No go.
I have a question.
Go for it.
You said that we can claim our products, all of them that we take, but we're only allotted as a member the 100 PB for ourselves. And like my husband gets product that we all take as a family, but I take that too. How does that work?
You just make sure you have it for you. You can't use what he takes. Okay. You can take part of his sales, whatever he buys under him personally. You take what you buy or what you take. Y'all both buy it, but what you take, you can use that for advertising because you're in the home-based business. He isn't, correct?
Right. But he buys for him and for me. And so I just, whatever we get for me is what we claim for me.
Exactly. What Sweet. You do okay. First, to keep your you know, active, your center active, you know, with points, and also whatever you buy extra. Absolutely. Feathers, great question. Anybody else?
Hey, what if they're in the business together?
If they're in the business together, they get to claim all that, Jay. Absolutely. So that absolutely.
Bingo.
Yep. And I'm so glad you asked that, Feathers, because I'll make sure if there's any other questions, I see Betty has her hand up. I'm going to actually show you guys in your back offices how to pull those reports as soon as we're done with questions. So that was an okay. Awesome question.
Go ahead, Betty. Let Betty ask her question real quick. Betty.
Let me try to promote her. Or Betty, if you can't promote to panelists, you could always type your question in the chat. But I see her hand up. Let's see, promote to panelists. And if you guys are too shy to ask your question live, just please feel free to write it in the chat.
Absolutely, guys. Well, Heather Leopard was 4 or 5 years ago. I just want to give you a little detail. Sure. Her husband and his partner had a company together. And I don't know, in Colorado, things are a little different. You have to file city taxes and federal taxes or something. And this was the biggest argument I had with Heather, okay? And this is a big thing, guys. Y'all need to know this. And this is really cool. So if you go and you donate, let's say you clean your closet out and you donate $300 to Goodwill, you know, any kind of those places out there, Red Cross, any of that, that is deductible, guys. You get to use two of those. You can use it on your personal return and you can use it on your home-based business return. Okay. So you can do two of them, two deductions. You can, you know, so like when I took my store and I, you know, came back home, I had a whole bunch of office equipment and stuff. I took all the office stuff and I donated it. I put that underneath my home-based business. Now, anything personal, you know, I put it underneath me. But now I just went and cleaned out some closets and I found 11 iPhones. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you ever heard? Oh, it is. My goodness. And you know what? The very first one was like this big. And now I have one this big. Anyway, it's just crazy. I can't remember. Imagine them this small. I donated them and all that will be now a deduction for the company. Okay. Because that's what we used to use them for, was the company. So I want to make sure I put that out there. You don't have to have it itemized. The only reason you have to have it itemized, me and Heather argue about this every year. If it's under $500, you don't have to have it itemized. You have to have it itemized because she claims $3,000 to $6,000 in deductions in donations. Okay. You do not have to do that if you donate underneath 500. Now, when you donate, they'll ask you, do you need a receipt? Absolutely. You get that receipt. You write down, you know, you just put down what you, you know, donated and just put a money figure. Okay. And keep that for your records. All right. Did we find out what you wanted to ask by anyway?
Well, I have a question, ladies.
Go ahead.
Obviously, Canadians are a little bit different. So I was wondering if anyone was going to be sharing any specific Canadian information. And Samantha, I'm really happy to hear you're going to pull those reports for us, because I looked at the new back office and went, oh my goodness, I'm not sure how I'm getting any of my information out of the new back office. And then the other question is, how do I get it out of my old back office? Because I don't think it's in both of them.
Okay, so to answer your first question, yes, I'm going to be getting with Carrie, and we're going to have a Canadian specific one within the next few weeks. Next week, we actually have a guest coming on for Gemini arbitration. So I'm going to see if he's free either after that or the week after. So I will let you guys know when the Canadian one is going to be. Second question, yes, I am going to show you those reports, which I will show you right now. And as far as order information, the cool thing is all of the data from our old system actually got imported to the new system. So I'm going to show you guys here. Let me just share my screen so I can show you as I talk. So as far as personal and customer order data, that was transferred over. So what you're going to want to do, and in Feather's case, that was a great scenario. There's two different ways you could do this. So if you hover over orders, you could do personal orders. But like Feather said, well, her husband and her share product. So what I would recommend honestly to do is to do all orders. So that will pull both your personal and customer. And then you have a little export button here at the top. I honestly prefer using CSV, but there's also the Excel file here as well, if you guys like that. And I really like the way it organizes it. There'll be a column there that will say personal and then the customer's name. And this way you guys can filter it out accordingly, how you guys want, you know, if you have a sister that lives with you or whatever, and you guys share product, you could do a percentage of that as well. If you guys have any trouble with exporting, just please reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to help you guys. And then as far as commissions, I know that's been a big question that I've been asked, that if you just hover over your commissions tab and you go to commissions, it will pull all of your commissions. Now it's only going to go as far back as May, when we switch systems. So this does not have an export button, but what you can do is just highlight all the fields and then copy and just paste it into Excel or Google Sheets, if that's what you like to use, and it will actually format perfectly. So you guys can add up all your commissions that way. Obviously you see all zeros because this is my back office that I'm not working right now because I work for corporate, obviously, but I know you guys will have some numbers back there. So that's good. But like I said, if you guys have any specific questions on any of this stuff, please feel free to reach out to myself or Prissy, because this is such a important topic to discuss. And like Kevin said, there's just so many opportunities for deductions that we have the ability to maximize by having our Gemini business, which is just another huge perk. But I thought this was a great call. Prissy, thank you so much as always for sharing.
Tell them one thought real quick. Sure. You know, if you only make $550, literally you make more because you have the tax deductions. You can make quite a bit more. Just make sure you file it. Okay. And also whatever a CP charges you, that is 100% tax deduction next year on your taxes. So know that too. All right. Thank you. Thank you guys. Let me share for that. Thank
so
you.
Just before we let go here, what about our commissions previous to May? How are we getting those?
Kevin, I don't know if you want me to answer that or not. He might have ran away. Okay, so basically, you guys were supposed to pull those reports before we switched systems. So we don't have, there's no way for us to access that anymore. So we just have from when we switched on moving forward. But what I would recommend is obviously you guys get that deposited into your bank account. So you could always pull your banking information and then just filter it out by, it would be a payment. And then you'd be able to see, because I'm sure it all says the same Gemini International or whatever we put our payee name as. So that would probably be my recommendation for that.
Sam?
Yes.
You know those forms, like what you had pulled up, like our commissions and stuff? Is that all American? Does it have to be changed into Canadian funds? That, you know, like for commissions and products and stuff from the customers and stuff that I bought?
That's a good question. I'm honestly, Carrie, I'm not, if you're here and you're able to answer that, I don't know if that's a requirement or not for Canadian taxes.
Yes. So for all the questions about Canadian stuff, I've just looked at the list of Canadians on this call, and the majority of them are going to be on Colette's call. That happens after our Monday night call every Monday. So rather than even having a separate call, what I can do is just review some things. Sure. I've made some notes. I've tagged into some of the things that Prissy said for the U.S. that are a little different in Canada. And I can help with all those reports and give some guidance on how to figure out what your numbers were for that period from January to May 24th. And yes, we have to convert those dollars, those American dollars, to Canadian. What I've always done is use just 1.25, which is like an average exchange rate. You know, if the exchange rate changes significantly from where it has been, we would have to use a different number. But I think I would be confident in saying that everybody can use 1.25. So you multiply those American amounts by 1.25, that gives you the Canadian amounts that you're going to use when you file your tax return. Other than that, rather than going through it all over again on this call, anybody that wants more information, join on Colette's call afterwards and we'll do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carrie. Carrie to the rescue. Prissy, did you want to say one more thing?
I'm done. Thank you guys for letting me share.
Awesome. Jay, would you like to give us any final thoughts for tonight?
You know what? That was awesome information. Thank you, Prissy. Y'all, make sure your site is active so you have an active company business. And I'll tell you, the deductions are, you know what? They seriously can be massive. Make receipts on everything, write down where you go, pass out product, talk to people. And I'm telling you, you can write off a lot. Other thing is talk to everybody you know and say, hey, are you tired of paying all the taxes? I got a way you can actually help write off a lot of stuff. And you know what? Get them in the business. Tell them you can be a customer or get in the business and start writing your stuff off. Because I'm telling you, there is no better way than having a business for write-offs. It's, either use it or lose it. I don't want to overpay. So that was very, very good information. But I guess that with that, we'll go ahead and close this off. Carrie, sounds like Carrie and Colette got you all taken care of on the next call, all the Canadians. Everybody stay safe, share, change some lives. Good night and God bless.
Bye. Thank you.